And then we also have one more about the Portland Head Light Assembly. There's going to be some changes coming up, and we have the senior chief, Clayton Franklin, who heads the AIDS navigation team here in South Portland. Are you there?
Thank you, sir. I'm going to share my screen for a brief PowerPoint presentation. Good morning, all. Thank you for the opportunity to speak and present to you all today. Quick background, Portland Head Light was Maine's oldest lighthouse and was first lit in on January 10th, 1791. So we've been doing our best since then to keep Portland Head Light lit. And I'm not sure if any of you have noticed lately, but the main optic, the main lighting system has failed. And right now we're operating on the backup light. So the current optic is a DCB-224. This light is a World War II era searchlight that the Coast Guard converted into a beacon to use for navigating. So the specs are with sweeping light, flashing white every 4 seconds, 24 nautical mile range, and the backup light, which is currently operating, is a 15 mile nautical range. The main optic has failed due to internal components, and because of the age, is no longer repairable. So we'll be updating this optic this winter to a VRB-25. This optic happens to be what the emergency light is as well, but with new internal components, we'll be able to increase the range from 15 nautical miles to 19 nautical miles. There will be an advanced notice of mariners running for the next 8 weeks starting tomorrow. This will give the mariners and yourselves an opportunity to comment to District 1 and provide some feedback as far as any concerns or just comments in general that you might have to ensure that this is a viable, you know, beacon for navigating and that we're able to safely bring mariners in and out of Casco Bay in Portland. And next slide, just my contact info. If you'd like to talk about this or any other AIDS navigation in the western part of Maine and New Hampshire, I'd be more than happy to chat about that with you, as well as I know Lieutenant Doyle also keeps in contact with you all regularly, but would love to talk about anything ATOM related, and standing by for any questions anybody has any.
Thank you very much, Clay. So again, I know I went through these topics kind of quick, but I just want to give a really brief overview, and feel free to touch base with me if you have any questions on those. Otherwise, Mr. Ness, I think the floor is yours.
Thank you for that, Sean. And I am not seeing questions relevant to that. So I will now turn to Brian Doyle.